Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Cassie here has been waffling on a very, very big decision.
Yeah, I'm curious, and I would love to know from people. We've talked ad nauseum on the show about how effective and helpful medication can be for mental health and trying to remove the stigma. Kristen, you've been so open about it, and we've had multiple members on the show talk about it.
6 years Lexapro strong, baby.
Ooh. And I'm...
Celebrate
that for you.
I'm on drugs. Yay!
Welcome to America.
And I don't have a hesitation in taking medication if I need it. My question is, how do you know when you need it?
Oh, you know.
Do you know? Because I keep waffling back and forth because some days I feel great and I feel fine and I feel like myself. And then the other days, my husband took me and the kids to the mountains for my birthday. And we were driving up there and I had so much dread. And all of a sudden we're on these back roads and this, it's like not even paved. And this pickup truck just stops. And I'm like, don't go near him. This is a trap. This is what they do. They stop and then they jump you. And he's like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, no, man, this is what they do. This is how you get there. And like the anxiety kept building and building to the point where like I screamed twice in the house because I thought people were stomping up the stairs and it was my son thumping his travel crib. And he's like, and I was like, this is a gut feeling, like something is off. And he goes, that's not your gut. That's your anxiety and it's out of control. And it just had never occurred to me that this gut feeling I had about safety is probably like unbridled anxiety and needs to be reined in a little bit.
So we're friends, right?
Yes.
Okay. I can't believe you're not already. I'm not joking.
I know. I laughed to take the hurt away.
Just based on our conversations and how, like last week, you were telling us about the anxiety and the OCD, and you and Abby have this tendency to catastrophize things, and you've talked about how anxious you are on a day to day. That I'm really surprised that you haven't gotten on them sooner.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, instead of hearing from Bird and I about how we endorse you investigating medication, we actually have a therapist on the line.
Oh, yay. Oh.
Yes.
All right. Where's the fun in that? Good morning, Burt Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. Okay, Cassie is like waffling back and forth. Should I be on meds? Should I not be on meds? As a therapist, what do you say?
So as a therapist and someone who also takes medications for anxiety, I think there's a stigma that we have about taking medications when the reality is there are some medications that have been out there for 30, 40 years that are really safe and effective. And I completely understand like not wanting to start anything, not knowing the safety profile of things. And that makes sense. But there's a lot of things out there that can help us. It's almost, I always compare it to, you know, if you had a broken leg, no one would expect you to be running a marathon or walking without some kind of assistance. And yet, because anxiety and depression and things are invisible, we just assume people can just get up and keep going. And I like to compare drugs to sort of, they're like training wheels. They can help you get through the day. They can help you learn some better coping skills. And then in the end, you can always decide if you want to stay on them or not. But it never hurts to just try. And one of the things that you don't realize is once you start taking them, it's not like they make you feel high or happy or on cloud nine, but you realize, wow, this is what it's like not to ruminate so much. This is what it's like to just go through your day and feel effective and feel happy and feel like you're yourself.
I think the problem is, and I love your analogy, I think maybe I've had a broken leg for so long that I feel like it's maybe just a light twisted ankle and it doesn't I'm so used to it. It doesn't feel like it's impeding my life. And I always have seen medication for people who, like, their mental health is really impacting their life. And for me, I feel like it's manageable. So that's why I'm like, do I really need it? Or are there other tools that I can use? Do I need to just tell myself to get over it and get out of my comfort zone? And
but we all have that wake up call moment, right? Mm-hmm. And mine was the anxiety attacks. For you, it was your husband at the cabin, like, kind of opening your eyes a little bit to, like, you can go on a family vacation and enjoy yourself and not worry that somebody's going to kidnap you, that somebody's in the house. And when he pointed out that that's probably not your gut, it's just your anxiety, could that maybe have been an aha moment for you?
Yeah, because it was, it definitely was, because I was, it was shock. It was a revelation because I was just so convinced, like, we were in the middle of the woods and, like, cabin in the woods. Jason's going to come out of the woodwork. I'm like, family slaughtered, like, all this stuff. I'm like playing the headlines and I'm working myself up into it and I let it go. And but then it's like anything that's slightly off, I'm like, this is it. This is it. I knew it was going to happen. So, yeah, that might be the sign.
Are you enjoying life? Truly.
No, I haven't been for a while.
All right.
Well, there's your answer. Yeah. I mean,
well, I'm going to need a different kind of meds to get through that.
I have some in my purse. You want to try them now? Yeah.
Life is too short, but it's also very long.
Yeah.
So to not be happy that long. And somebody had told me before that they were waffling back and forth the same as you, and they finally got on the meds, the right meds. And it takes a while to find the right dosage and the right one that works with your body. And I remember him telling me, like, you don't realize that you need glasses until you have glasses on and you see how clear the world is.
I've heard that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Meds it is.
This is Bert's show. Meds, 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 meds. The Bert Show.